Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Cognitive Subconscious Patterns, Audio, Visual, and Kinesthetic. People process reality through different sensory lenses: auditory, language, tone, inner dialogue; visual, images, symbols, spatial awareness; or kinesthetic, emotions, sensations, body memory. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, refinement, beauty, values, and associated with Apa, the cosmic waters, purification, flow, tends to process through a kinesthetic and visual subconscious lens. These natives are deeply emotional, instinctive, and intuitively connected to meaning through feeling and imagery. Their inner world is often shaped by emotional impressions and symbolic experiences rather than facts or linear logic. While they can be verbally expressive, especially when motivated by love, truth, or justice, their cognition is more effective than analytical. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses further shape how this subconscious intelligence reveals itself. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing style is visual symbolic. These individuals think in patterns, imagery, and harmony. They learn through aesthetics, beauty, and emotionally resonant visuals. In Purva Ashada, Venus adds refinement. They notice the emotional undertones in a look, space, or symbolic act. If Venus is in the 10th, this visual processing is projected publicly. They are often seen as polished, graceful, or naturally expressive through art, presence, or interpersonal energy. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the style becomes kinesthetic emotional. These natives process deeply through feeling, especially through emotional memory and energetic resonance. In Purva Ashada, Moon gives fluidity. They absorb moods and meaning through emotional current rather than spoken content. If Moon is in the 10th, this becomes part of their leadership style. They feel their way through decisions and are often known for emotional presence, even in professional settings. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, auditory processing becomes more defined. These individuals may use language, rhythm, or tone to understand and retain information. In Purva Ashada, Mercury adds eloquence. They're moved by sound, music, poetry, or persuasive speech. If Mercury is in the 10th, they become powerful communicators, often able to rally others around ideals or emotional truth through their voice and message. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the processing becomes kinesthetic through action and tension. These individuals respond physically, processing stress, instinct, or desire through movement or reaction. In Purva Ashada, Mars adds emotional heat. They may feel their way into clarity by pushing through confusion or challenge. If Mars is in the 10th, this intensity shows up in leadership. They are emotionally driven doers, charging ahead once their gut confirms the path. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, processing blends visual symbolism and moral resonance. These individuals think in archetypes, spiritual metaphors, and emotionally charged wisdom. In Purva Ashada, Jupiter amplifies the search for higher meaning. They process by connecting symbols to emotional truth. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may become spiritual leaders, teachers, or guides. Seen as wise not because they overthink, but because they intuitively know what feels true and universally resonant. Purva Ashada's subconscious style is emotive, fluid, and symbolically rich. These natives learn best when they feel safe, inspired, and connected to beauty, meaning, or emotional truth. Their strength lies not in cold logic, but in the emotional and spiritual intelligence they embody. When integrated, Purva Ashada becomes a force of intuitive insight, able to sense the emotional tone of a moment, read symbols beneath the surface, and communicate truth in ways that move, inspire, and uplift others. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are driven towards something: growth, success, transformation, or self-expression. Others are motivated away from, avoiding pain, conflict, loss, or emotional vulnerability. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, desire, refinement, value, and associated with Apa, the cosmic waters, emotional purification, leans toward a towards motivation pattern. These natives are often guided by an inner pull toward purpose, beauty, or meaning. Their drive flows from within like water, seeking to rise, reach, and expand through self-belief, emotional resilience, and creative expression. However, because their emotional depth runs so strong, they can also swing into away from motivation when overwhelmed, retreating to protect their feelings or pride when the emotional current becomes too turbulent. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses reveal which direction dominates their inner drive. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the motivation is strongly towards, driven by self-expression, desire for beauty, and emotional fulfillment. These individuals move forward with charm, confidence, and belief in their own emotional truth. In Purva Ashada, Venus enhances their capacity to grow through love, creativity, and spiritual refinement. If Venus is in the 10th, their career or public life reflects this. They are seen as magnetic, values-driven, and often admired for their graceful ambition. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the motivation becomes away from emotional instability or vulnerability. These natives often act to protect their inner peace or emotional dignity. In Purva Ashada, the Moon adds a depth of feeling that can make them cautious, especially when their sensitivity is hidden behind pride. If Moon is in the 10th, they may appear composed in public, but are often working to avoid emotional exposure behind the scenes. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, motivation is clearly towards, especially through purposeful action and the desire to overcome obstacles. These individuals are determined and forward-driving. In Purva Ashad, Mars adds heat and passion. They are willing to fight for what they believe in, especially if their identity or pride is involved. If Mars is in the 10th, this turns into visible ambition. They are known for pursuing goals with courage and conviction. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, motivation may initially be away from failure or emotional chaos, but slowly transforms into towards resilience, mastery, and emotional maturity. These individuals may begin cautiously, but build powerful momentum over time. In Purva Ashada, Saturn adds depth and discipline. They are motivated to endure, not just succeed. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often rise through consistent effort, earning respect through inner fortitude and emotional restraint. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the motivation becomes hyper towards, often propelled by a burning need to rise, be seen, or become something greater. These individuals may pursue transformation, success, or visibility with obsessive intensity. In Purva Ashada, Rahu adds ambition to emotional truth. They crave movement and may chase ideals before understanding their emotional cost. If Rahu is in the 10th, this hunger becomes public. They strive for influence, but must ground their motivation in authenticity to sustain it. Purva Ashada's motivation is like a river flowing toward truth, victory, and inner beauty. These natives rise through emotional conviction, spiritual refinement, and a desire to leave a meaningful mark. But when emotionally destabilized, they may pull back to avoid being wounded or exposed. Their growth lies in learning that vulnerability doesn't weaken their direction, it deepens it. When aligned, Purva Ashada becomes the emotional warrior, flowing steadily toward truth, purpose, and soul-deep evolution, undaunted by storms and always moving forward with heart. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals primarily direct attention inward, tracking their feelings, values, and emotional rhythms. Others are more attuned to others, monitoring external energy, social cues, and relational dynamics. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, connection, refinement, self-worth, and associated with Apa, cosmic waters, emotional purification, tends to flow between both, but leans toward a self-focused attention pattern. These natives are deeply in tune with their emotional world, inner dignity, and personal truth. Their sense of value, motivation, and even pride often comes from within. However, because Venus is a relational planet and Purva Ashada desires respect and recognition, they can shift into others' focus, especially in situations where validation, admiration, or emotional connection feels vital. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses reveal how consistently this balance is held. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, attention is strongly self-focused, with a refined awareness of identity, personal style, and emotional needs. These individuals are acutely aware of how they feel, what they want, and what they deserve. In Purva Ashada, Venus magnifies self-love and internal pride. They often act based on what feels aligned to their values. If Venus is in the 10th, this inner awareness shapes public image. They are seen as poised, self-assured, and unwilling to compromise their standards. If Moon is in the fourth or seventh house, attention shifts toward others, especially in emotionally charged or relational environments. These individuals are tuned to emotional tone and the needs of loved ones. In Purva Ashada, Moon deepens empathy. They often track others' feelings, sometimes placing emotional care above their own needs. If Moon is in the 10th, they appear emotionally intelligent in public roles, but may need time alone to restore their inner clarity. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention becomes balanced and responsive. These individuals alternate between observing themselves and others, tracking both inner dialogue and external interaction. In Purva Ashada, Mercury brings social sensitivity. They may be diplomatic, listening carefully while also thinking ahead. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known for skilled communication and public presence, capable of adjusting tone while staying true to their message. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, attention is self-driven, especially in action, defense, or challenge. These individuals respond based on internal instinct and personal mission. In Purva Ashada, Mars adds a fierce streak. They focus on their own movement, progress, or empowerment. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as bold and driven, sometimes stubborn, but always clear about what they need to do and why. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention becomes self-regulating. Though externally disciplined, these individuals constantly monitor themselves, checking emotions, effort, and image for control. In Purva Ashada, Saturn reinforces inner strength. They focus inward to maintain emotional dignity. If Saturn is in the 10th, they lead with quiet control, seen as mature, composed, and deeply grounded, often regardless of outer opinion. Purva Ashada's attention is like river returning to its source, flowing outward when necessary, but always anchored within. These natives hold a powerful emotional current, often focused on self-worth, emotional integrity, and internal clarity. Their growth lies in knowing when to engage with others from love, not performance, and when to return inward to purify and realign. When balanced, Purva Ashada becomes the radiant force that uplifts others without losing itself, attuned to others, yet always rooted in emotional truth. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals understand life in big chunks, grasping broad concepts, spiritual themes, and symbolic truths. Others process in little chunks, preferring detail, sequence, and step-by-step logic. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, refinement, harmony, beauty, and associated with Apa, the cosmic waters, emotional purification, naturally leans toward a big chunk understanding style. These natives are emotionally expansive and intuitively perceive patterns through emotion, symbolism, or inner knowing, rather than strict logic. They seek overarching meaning, what something represents more than how it works. However, when emotionally invested or challenged, they can narrow into little chunk processing, especially when needing clarity in communication or personal relationships. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses shape how this preference shows up in their perception. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the understanding is big picture and emotionally symbolic. These individuals learn through archetypes, creative flow, and emotional resonance. In Purva Ashada, Venus adds poetic perception. They grasp the soul of a message, not just its words. If Venus is in the 10th, this style is projected into the world. They may be seen as visionary, elegant communicators, or spiritual guides with a gift for expressing deep truths in graceful ways. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, understanding flows through emotional memory and feeling, still within a big chunk lens. These natives intuitively absorb meaning from the emotional atmosphere rather than dissecting data. In Purva Ashada, Moon heightens sensitivity. They internalize lessons through deep emotional experiences. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring this to leadership or visibility. They teach or influence through emotional wisdom rather than analytical breakdown. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the understanding can shift to little chunk, adding structure and verbal clarity. These individuals may analyze, edit, and refine their thinking to better express the emotional or philosophical insights they carry. In Purva Ashada, Mercury gives form to feeling. They turn inspiration into ideas, dreams into plans. If Mercury is in the 10th, They may be known as articulate leaders or communicators, able to speak beauty and truth in practical, digestible ways. If Mars in the third or sixth house, understanding becomes practical and focused, leaning toward little chunk when action or conflict is involved. These individuals absorb information by doing, step by step, grounded in outcome. In Purva Ashada, Mars gives passion and fire. They want emotional truth to move something, not just sit in theory. If Mars is in the 10th, they express knowledge through purposeful leadership or passionate reform. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the understanding is philosophically big picture, combining emotional insight with moral or spiritual frameworks. These individuals learn through patterns of growth, belief, and higher truth. In Purva Ashada, Jupiter supports expansive wisdom. They don't just feel deeply, they apply what they feel to universal principles. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this becomes public. They are seen as moral leaders, teachers, or idealists whose big vision is rooted in emotional understanding. Purva Ashada's natural understanding flows like sacred water, emotional, symbolic, and always seeking higher meaning. These natives don't get caught in the details unless they must. They want to feel the truth, not just think it. Their evolution lies in integrating emotional and intellectual processing, knowing when to zoom out for clarity and when to zoom in for precision. When balanced, Purva Ashada becomes the wise heart, a soul that understands life through the lens of feeling, meaning, and the unshakable knowing that comes from within.